Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we'll feature Motown artists and songs that later went to number one from another artist. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Dennis Edwards featuring Cedar Garrett, the Gwynn Family, The Undisputed Truth, Rare Earth, and the Jackson 5. Well, first up, Gladys Knight and the Pips with a number two song from 1967, I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Well, in 1966, Barrett Strong, a former recording artist for Motown Records and the singer behind the label's first big breakthrough hit, Money, That's What I Want, had begun to work in the songwriting staff after failing to produce a follow-up hit. Well, Motown CEO Berry Gordy hired Strong to work with Norman Whitfield and worked on recordings for The Temptations, following the success of Whitfield's recordings of the group's great song, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Well, Strong originally composed I Heard It Through the Grapevine due to his own personal relationship. Whitfield began collaborating with Strong on the song and eventually decided to record it with the Miracles. Well, due to Berry Gordy's strong veto power during Motown's annual Friday meetings, the Miracles version was deemed unreleasable. The Isley Brothers recorded it, and it was also shelved by the Motown staff. Well, Berry thought that the song was horrible, and he advised Whitfield and Strong to create a stronger single. However, the duo refused to budge. Well, Whitfield recruited his early collaborator Marvin Gaye to record the song in April of 1967, but the song was shelved. Well, Gladys Knight and the Pips was the next Motown artist to record it, and it was released and went to number two. Marvin's version went to number one. But here is Gladys and her Pips, right here on Motown Radio.
Oh, Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Gwynn Family with Dreamin' from 1986, the cover version 3 years later by Vanessa Williams, went to number one on the rhythm and blues charts and stayed there for 2 weeks. And before that, we heard from Dennis Edwards featuring Cedar Garrett with Don't Look Any Further from 1984. 4 years later, in 1988, it was a number one song on the dance and disco charts by a group called the Kang Gang. And before that, we started with Gladys Knight and the Pimps, I Heard Through the Grapevine, number two from 1967. 1 year later, Marvin Gaye made it number one. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring all songs that were later reaching number one by another artist other than the original artist. Well, coming up, the original artist was The Undisputed Truth, and the song made famous and the signature tune by The Temptations in 1970 was Puppet Was a Rolling Stone. But this is 1967's version with The Undisputed Truth, right here on Motown Memories.
September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that was the day that my daddy died. Papa died when we were there. young. I never got a chance to see him. I never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama looked up and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Never worked a day in his life.
And mama, there's some bad talk going around town saying the papa had 3 outside children and another wife, and that ain't right.
Hey, heard some talk about papa doing some stuff front preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching,
dealing in dirt
and stealing in the name of the Lord. Mama just looked up.
Face I see, I'm hurt down.
favorite Motown song? Email Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Brings this half hour and this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, and also the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.